Yeah, crystal sets.
Uh-huh.
Crystal sets with oatmeal boxes and wrap your own things. And also what I was into was my godfather had a Model T. We also had special words in dialect for godfather and godmother. And you had a godfather from one family and a godmother from another family because where my folks came from, pestilence, smallpox, whatever, killed off people. And so godfather and godmother were very important.
Yeah.
In fact, I got one slide in here of a little Onion Dome church where I was baptized down in the coal fields. That's a Russian Orthodox church that my dad helped build down in the coal fields. And so I was very close to my godmother's family, and we refer to godmother as Nanashka, and godfather as Nanashko. And I'm always with my godfather, and he had Model Ts, and he had these spark coils that are the ignition.
Uh-huh.
So I learned before long that those damn things buzz, and you could get a battery on them and get high voltage out of them and whatnot, and you could try to electrocute a spider with it or something like that, you know. And so I was meddling around with those ignition coils of Model T Ford all the time, trying to figure out how that worked. And also, coal miners had blasting powder. I'd leave that alone, but they had carbide lamps, and I'd fool around with those carbide lamps trying to make a torch out of it to be able to solder and do things like that, see, to learn how. So I was five, and my dad gave me a pocket knife, and I whittled all of my fingers. I can remember once, maybe in kindergarten in Ziegler, Illinois, the bell went off for the end of recess, and I hear it. I'm way down at the end of the lot, and not being careful closing the knife, I cut my finger, but I remember I wasn't going to say anything to the teacher. I pulled out my handkerchief, wrapped it up, put my hand in my pocket, and I learned how to make everything with that pocket knife. During the Depression, my dad went to Montana, and I'd ask my godfather to sharpen a pocket knife, and he'd say, here. He'd show me how, and I learned how to do all that myself. Also, my mother would give me the clippers and say, go to your godfather and have him cut your hair. And there would be Yugoslavs, Montenegro, Serbs, and whatnot there, and she'd tell me in dialect, tell your godfather not to use our clippers on those Montenegros and Serbs and whatnot because they got wiry hair and it's going to make our clippers dull. And I tell him that. I'm about that big. And they look at me and they'd say, hey, come on, yeah. You know, they'd say, hey, we're going to cut your ears off, you know. And I can remember telling one of them, yeah, I'm not afraid of you, you know, about that big and they're that big. But I can remember my godfather was very handy. He could make anything. He could whittle anything.
What was his occupation?